But first, we have guests in our studio, and we're honored to have with us the ladies of the chambers. We have Joy Perry and Leanne with us, and we appreciate you ladies for coming in and being with us. Thank you for coming in early, ladies.
Thank you for having us, Jerry.
And the rodeo's coming to town.
Yes, it is. We want to tell you all about the rodeo. Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Feeling a little footloose? Got that hankering for some real down-home action?
Well, saddle up your senses and mosey on down to the historic Estes Field right behind that legendary rock wall for the second annual Estes Field PCA Rodeo. This ain't our first rodeo, partner. The Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism and the City of Center are rolling out the biggest event of the year. Big thanks to our major sponsors, Coca-Cola, Coosa Corner, DC Gas Company, and Mathis Trailers, plus a whole herd of other fine folks.
That's Friday and Saturday, June 13th and 14th of 2025, folks. We're talking dust, daring, and dazzling displays of skill. The Estes Field PCA Rodeo is a family-oriented event. Each night, as we kick off the excitement, join us for a heartfelt opening ceremony. We'll proudly advance the Christian flag and the American flag, a symbol of our values, of our nation. And to show our deep appreciation for their service, all veterans will be recognized each night. It's our small way of saying thank you for their service and sacrifice. God bless America.
Bring your little buckaroos for the Mutton Bustin' Madness starting at 6:30 each night. Ages 6 to 11, hold on tight. And for the bigger kids up to 18 years old, get ready for the Wild and Woolly Calf Scramble. See if you can snag a ribbon off the speedy calf. It's going to be a jazzy jamboree for the kids with belt buckle winning action both nights.
Then at 7:30, the big show stampedes in with 8 thrilling events. Bareback riding.
Steer wrestling.
Calf roping.
Saddle bronc.
Breakaway roping.
Team roping.
Barrel racing.
And the one, the only, bull riding.
Speaking of bull riding, come out and see our state representative Jeannie Shaver ride old Swampwater the Bull this year.
We got a rootin' tootin' rodeo clown to keep you in the stitches. We got food vendors serving up delicious grub, and you can even snag yourself a cool t-shirt or cap to remember the night.
So come one, come all. Get your kicks at the second annual Estes Field PCA Rodeo. It's going to be a jazzy jamboree you won't want to miss.
So saddle up June 13th and 14th and meet us at Estes Field in Center, Alabama. Mutton bussin' starts at 6:30 each night. Rodeo begins at 7:30. The gates will open at 5:30 and tickets are $20.
Let's rodeo.
Wow, I'm ready to go. Yeah, I'm telling you, you've got me all excited and pumped up about all this excitement coming to town. And for those that have never attended a rodeo, this is excitement like none before. And it's great family entertainment.
Absolutely. When I was at a state chamber meeting a couple of years ago, I met Jerry Bird with the 3R Rodeo Company. And the more I talked to him, and he would talk to me about it being a family-oriented event and how they advance the Christian flag and the American flag, I just knew it was a good fit for Cherokee County. And last year, the crowd was, we had a great crowd, and everything just went so great. It was a good fit for Cherokee County, and that's the reason we decided to do our second annual rodeo.
And it's exciting. And children under 5 are free, 5 and under, right?
Yes.
All right. So if you want to get that out there, bring those boys and girls, those little cowboys and cowgirls, and let them feel the excitement of all this, because it is a great event putting it on. And you couldn't put it on without a partnership. Tell us about the partnership that you, the Chamber, has initiated with the city.
Right, with the City of Center. Like I said, when I met the 3R Rodeo Company, I knew that Leanne and I could raise the sponsorship money, but we had to partner with the city. The guys and girls that work at the city are fabulous. They've done all the hard work, and Mayor Mark Mansfield came on board immediately, and working with the Center Police Department and all of his other employees, and they just do an absolutely fabulous job.
Not only the city employees, but you also have brought in cooperation to a lot of other agencies.
Oh, yes, sir. We could not make it without our EMA director, Sean Rogers. He was our hero last year. That is the most connected man that I know. Anything that we needed, yes, ma'am, I'll take care of it. And he would take care of it. And, you know, he coordinates with the fire departments, the rescue squad, the ambulance service, everybody, and just does a great job.
And Atrium Floyd, EMS, will be on hand in the event that there's any issues that anyone needs addressed. They are there for that.
Yes. Connie Chandler, who's over the EMS, does a good job. You know, I'll say again, we are so blessed in Cherokee County to have Atrium Health Floyd. They, you know, we still have a hospital because of them, and the ER and the ambulance service. You know, they'll have the ambulance out front and have their staff out there and be ready to take care of anything. You know, we hope we don't need them, but they're there if we do.
Absolutely. Also, you got vendors coming. Let's talk about some rodeo food.
Yes, we're going to have a taco truck. Woody's is going to be there having some Bloomin' Onions, and I don't know what else.
Mars Shaved Ice. And we're going to, Coca-Cola is one of our major sponsors, and we're going to have a Coke tent. Dr. Landon Marks with the Alabama Extension Agency has a group of kids that are going to a national competition, so they're going to be running the Coke tent to raise money for their trip this fall. So we're looking forward to having them there running the Coke tent. They're also, his students are going to be handling the registration for the mutton busting.
Sounds like a evening or two evenings of wonderful events. And what time does it get started in the afternoon so people can start coming in?
The gates will open at 5:30, and then the mutton busting at 6:30, and then the rodeo action will start at 7:30.
All right. Now, the mutton busting, that's for ages what age group?
60 pounds or under. So okay. The age doesn't matter as much as they just can't be over 60 pounds, and a parent must be with them to sign the waiver.
All right. It's an exciting event for children of all ages. It doesn't matter if they're 4 or 5 or 94 or 95.
Right.
And everywhere in between, they'll have two good nights of great entertainment. Do you have people that come both nights?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, and that shows the level of entertainment, that there's something for everyone, and it can be different each night, but based on the competition. And let's talk about that. This is a PCA rodeo event, Professional Cowboy Association. Tell us about that, Joy. What does that mean about the level of competition and the quality of the riders that we'll be seeing?
Well, they're professional, and it is a competition. They get prize money for the eight events that we talked about earlier. They'll be doing bareback riding, steer wrestling, calf roping, saddle bronc, breakaway roping, team roping, and barrel racing. And Coca-Cola, being one of our major sponsors, they're our buckle sponsor. So the Coca-Cola logo is on that buckle that they get, which is like getting a trophy. And the winners in this competition go on to the next level. Last year, I believe it was in New Orleans. I'm not quite sure where it is this year. But it is a professional competition for them.
And they're looking to make it to the nationals.
Yes.
Each one of these that are participating, looking to make it over into throughout the rodeo season to get to national competition. And, of course, that's always big, televised and all. But this is entry level for them where they come. And, well, not entry level because they're professionals. They've been there before, and they are doing this. This is the way they make their living.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and it's a wonderful entertainment and a great way to help bring people in from everywhere. You know, come on in to the center. And by the way, let's check out the weather. We're concerned about the weather on Friday night. Only a 40% chance of rain on Friday night, says the National Weather Service. And comfortable temperatures. We'll see a high on Friday near 90. So get there early. It's going to be warm, but it'll cool down. You'll see it get down to about 70, 75 throughout the rodeo. And then on Saturday night, only a 50% chance of scattered showers. And so you got a good opportunity to get the rodeo in without too much interference. Looks like.
Right, and the rodeo will go on rain or shine as long as there's no lightning or anything.
And that's a good thing. And the reason for the lightning is for protection of the people that are there, you know, for spectators. And let's get in your sponsors, because you couldn't do this without your sponsors.
Absolutely not. We've already talked about our platinum sponsors, Rome, Coca-Cola, Mathis Trailers, DC Gas, and Coosa Corner. There are four major sponsors, and we absolutely could not do the rodeo without them. And then we have gold sponsors, Union State Bank, Comcast, S&H Waterproofing, and Twin City Used Cars, and we appreciate them more than you know. We've already mentioned Atrium Health Floyd providing the ambulance service. They're also our pickup men sponsor. Our barrel cover sponsor is American Auctioneers, and then we have our buck and shoot sponsors. And last year when it was my first rodeo, I had no idea what a buck and shoot was.
Now I've learned.
I know what a buck and shoot is. But Representative Jenny Shaver, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Lake Weiss, Alabama, Bay Springs Country Inn and Marina, which, by the way, is where our cowboys are staying, some of them, First Southern Bank. And then the mutton busting event, the sponsor is the Marks Animal Hospital. And I'm going to let Leanne tell you a little bit about some of the other sponsors.
Yeah, we have our rope and box sponsor, the Town of Leesburg, and Donnie Weaver Electric. Opening ceremony sponsor, People's Bank of Alabama. Calf Scramble sponsor, Perry Funeral Home. Announcer stand sponsor, WIS Radio. Judges sponsor, Alabama One Credit Union. Pro Health Home Health and Hospice. Our alleyway sponsor, Emblem Credit Union. Timed event stock sponsors are Alabama Lake Homes, Cherokee County Cattlemen's Association, Model T's, Indian Mountain ATV Park, Kerr's Ready Mix, Reese Tire, and Faraway Trees. And then our stock contractor sponsor is TMC Graphics and Signs. The bullfighter sponsors, Cherokee Farmers Co-op, and our arena sponsors, Cherokee Family Healthcare. We just want to say thank you so much to all of our sponsors. We absolutely could not do it without their support, and so we thank them for helping us bring something fun to the community.
And it's countywide support.
Countywide.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to say, too, TMC Graphics, well, they have, they're exclusive with the T-shirts. They'll be selling T-shirts and caps, and they'll also be throwing out some free T-shirts and caps. So, you know, be sure and go down on the field and get you a T-shirt. Also, we're going to have a statewide candidate that's going to be with us on Friday night. Jack Williams is running for Commissioner of Agriculture. I've known him for a long time. He's a good man. I'm really looking forward to having him in Cherokee County.
Absolutely. That'd be great. So getting to come in and attend the rodeo, PCA rodeo here, brought to you by the Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce and the City of Center and all these fine participating merchants, because it takes the community to put forth an event such as this magnitude.
Right. I also wanted to do a shout out to the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. I've got several of them that are going to be helping us work the gate, the front gate and the back gate, Friday and Saturday night. And Leanne and I could not do the rodeo without their help.
I thought you was going to say they was going to be riding the Bronx or something.
Can't seem to get any of them on it, you know. Maybe I should get Beverly Edwards, our chamber president this year, and see if she'll join Representative Jeannie Shaver and get on the bull. But I'll have to give her a call, see if I can talk her into that. But we do appreciate our board of directors, and we appreciate the partnership with Mayor Mark Mansfield and the City of Center. The guys have already been up there. You know, if Leanne and I say, cut down this tree or make sure you blow this off or do that, you know, they're all about it, and they're excited too. You know, they bring their families and their kids and grandkids to the rodeo, and they're really excited too. And again, the EMA director, the Center Police Department, the Cherokee County Sheriff's Department, the Cherokee County Rescue Squad, we absolutely could not run this event without their help.
Well, this level of family entertainment, so often you have to travel to other locations to have it, but right here in our own hometown, I think that's awesome. That's wonderful. People don't have to travel out of town to get to enjoy this level of family entertainment.
Absolutely. Also, I wanted to say, you know, there is construction on Main Street. The Cherokee County Courthouse and the City of Center are both under construction, but all of that is fenced off, the entrance to Estes Field. You still come right in. You're still going to be able to park on Main Street. And once you go through the rock wall, nothing's changed down on the field. So don't let the construction scare you or deter you from coming out to the event. Estes Field is still the same. And in fact, this year we were just talking about all the rain that we've had. The prep in the field will be a little bit easier. Last year, Sean Rogers had to fill up a fire truck about three times because the field was so dusty. I don't think we're going to have that problem this year.
Won't have it at all. I noticed Mayor Mansfield during the city council meeting last night talking about it and said the parking is going to be the same as it was on Main Street last year. They're going to make some adjustments for the rodeo company to park. But other than that, it's going to be the same for patrons.
Yes.
All right. Anything else, ladies, before we cut away?
I think we're good. If you don't want to stand in line, we do have tickets on sale at the Chamber of Commerce office today and tomorrow. You can stop by and get them. Otherwise, tickets, you know, are available at the gate. We'll be putting bracelets on everybody so that we know who's paid coming in and out. But we're really looking forward to it. So come out and enjoy the rodeo.
That is Friday and Saturday evening. Gates open at
5:30.
And rodeo or mutton busting starts at
6:30. And rodeo action at 7:30.
Can't beat it. Come on out. We'll be looking for you at the rodeo.
At Cherokee Memorial.